Welcome to the School of Radiance podcast. I'm thrilled that you have joined me today. Now, what is radiance? Radiance is the electromagnetic projection of your body, mind, spirit, and energy, as well as other aspects of yourself, humming along just fine. How do we become radiant? Join the schoolofradiance.com membership for the cherry on top approach. How to enter a room and have people notice you at the right time, in the right way, for the right reasons. Have them be attracted to your radiance. This will positively impact your personal and professional relationships and allow you to navigate life with greater ease, beauty, and radiance. This is where I share my behind-the-scenes body, mind, spirit, energy, and biohacking and detoxification practices that I don't share anywhere else. Join the membership at theschoolofradiance.com and enjoy today's episode on the School of Radiance podcast. Welcome to the Rachel Varga podcast. I'm your host, Rachel Varga, double board certified aesthetic nurse specialist since 2011 with over 20,000 rejuvenation procedures performed. I'm an international clinical trainer for other physicians and nurses as well, celebrity skin expert, having been featured on some of the world's top proactive aging podcasts and much, much more. Learn more at rachelvarga.ca and enjoy today's episode. Welcome, 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 you resilient, beautiful soul, right here on the Rachel Varga podcast. I have a delightful solo episode in store for you to help you understand how to clear acne and clear skin redness faster than ever, having been previously afflicted with breakouts and acne and red spots and scars that just would not go away for years. And in fact, I'd have to laser them. I remember a time in my life, you know, being in the clinic where I would literally every month have to have a laser session to clear out stubborn redness post-breakout. This is called post-inflammatory hyperpigmentation. The name is a giveaway as to why this is happening, right? Post-inflammatory hyperpigmentation. So the redness associated with acne, the redness associated with skin redness or sensitive skin can really be a sign that there's something deeper that we need to look at. And in today's show, I'm going to tell you all the things you need to know to clear acne and skin redness faster than ever. All right, let's kick things off with having me share something with you. I'm going to tell you something. It is completely in your power to achieve and receive clear, glassy, balanced, and youthful skin. Notice the types of breakouts you have. Notice the skin redness and sensitivities you may have. The wonderful news is that these signs of imbalances are all temporary and can be cleared efficiently with the right guidance, tools, practices, and strategies. Of course, that's why you show up here on the show. Because you know I'm going to give you the straight goods on how to achieve what you are looking for. And in this episode, we're talking about acne and skin redness. First of all, we need to take inventory and assess what's going on with our own skin. Some of the breakouts that you may be experiencing, and by the way, detach from saying phrases like my acne or my breakouts or my rosacea or my sensitive skin. Reframe it. It's something you're experiencing now. I am experiencing acne now. So that's something to consider, because if you're saying things like my acne and my rosacea and my sensitive skin or my skin redness, you're essentially reinforcing that that is literally a part of you. It is not a part of you. It is just simply something you are experiencing that you will be learning how to clear in today's episode. So first of all, let's take inventory of what's going on with breakouts. Are they deep with pustules? Are you experiencing milia, which are these little white bumps that oftentimes are associated with using products and cleansers that are really high in oils and not cleansing and exfoliating enough. And then basically the pore gets clogged and then skin grows over the pore and you get this like little white pearl of pus underneath the skin. And sometimes you can sort that out with your skincare, with at-home exfoliation, with peels. And sometimes you do need to go into the clinic to get a good deep clean, with sometimes even some extractions. So milia is something that you could experience as well, and that would kind of go under the umbrella of bumps on the skin, skin roughness. Are you maybe experiencing breakouts with your cycle? I know I do. I get just a little bit of an uptick of just the odd couple spots that can show up. However, what I do notice is that they go away really fast. Usually within about 2-3 days, they are gone, including that redness afterwards. A couple years ago, that did not used to be the case. I literally would have to laser that redness away. However, with some of the tips I'm going to share with you in today's episode, we are going to teach you how to clear this stuff fast. Are you potentially having breakouts to the facial, neck, and chest areas? And if you take a closer look, are these breakouts right around a hair follicle? That can be something to consider as well. As we age, we can get darker hairs and more coarse hairs growing on our chin and our jawline. And in fact, those that deal with PCOS can actually have quite a bit of hair growth on their neck and the chest. So just think about that for a second. If you're noticing just the shift with your hormones, if you do have something like PCOS running in the background, you gotta get to the root cause of what's creating that hormonal imbalance. And also if you are noticing, say for example, even around the bikini zone or the armpit area, the underarm, laser hair removal can actually be really helpful for addressing that. And of course, this isn't medical advice, educational information only. If you think you have a medical condition, you must seek the guidance of a licensed physician. And not all lasers for laser hair removal are created equally. I will definitely say that. I do have some favorite recommendations. However, based on what your skin goals are and what type of skin you have, my recommendations will shift. So that's why a one-on-one with me is great. The other thing I want you to consider is, are the breakouts you experience or skin redness and sensitivities to the skin stress-related, food-related, or inflammation-related? Now, all of those things I just mentioned, deep pustules, milia, bumps on the skin, breakouts with the cycle, breakouts around hair follicles, that time of the month, food-related, essentially when your skin is breaking out or sensitive and red, it is an overt sign. It is a very clear sign that there's inflammation on the inside. And in fact, when the skin displays this, this is a late warning sign that there is some inflammation and imbalance on the inside. So when you notice things in your skin, I do want you to make sure that you're stepping up your self-care practices and different things that I'm going to drop here on the show in this episode and also previous episodes. All right, first things first, clients always ask me, or I get emails or direct messages, what's a good skincare routine for me? And then oftentimes I'll see a message like, I'm 58 and my skin's dry, it's sensitive, I've tried this product, I've tried that product, I'm doing all the other things, what do? Well, I mean, I can make a basic protocol recommendation over that. However, it's not gonna be customized to your specific needs, your values, your budget, your lifestyle. So that's why a one-on-one is key first and foremost. A solid skincare routine is essential. That is clear, right? Caring for the skin in the way that the skin wants to be cared for, to stabilize it, cleanse, moisturize, sunscreen, scrub regularly. However, if your gut and overall body, mind, spirit, and energy are off, toxic, or not balanced, the skincare purchases and procedures will be in vain, all right? I am not interested in you wasting your time and money on things. That's why you're here on the show, that's why you trust me, that's why you like coming back and working with me. I do not want you to be buying products or at-home gimmicks or gadgets or supplements that are just gonna go into the drawer where products go to die. And I don't want you to be doing these investments in vain. I know you want me to dive straight into skincare recommendations. However, I can best serve you in making customized recommendations during a one-on-one customized skin and rejuvenation consult that you can book with me now at rachelvarga.ca. Use the link in the description of this episode and be sure to use promo code podcast15 so that I know when you book your call, you're a podcast listener. It will instantly bond us, I can assure you. All right, next up, what else is essential is to eat the right foods for you. There is no anti-acne diet. There is no anti-rosacea diet. There is no anti-sensitive skin diet. Our bodies and our needs are all made beautifully and in a unique way, as we all have our own specific DNA genetic blueprint. Viome has one of the best, easiest, and fastest food guidance and gut tests available on the market, in my opinion. This test is revolutionizing the way we analyze and discover how to eat in a way that sets the stage for lower inflammation. you can purchase the Gut Intelligence Test Kit for as little as $140 using the link and promo code at rachelvarga.ca/favorites. Pretty sure the promo code is Varga10 or Rachel10, and that will definitely save you some money. On the favorites page, I do want to just point this out, rachelvarga.ca/favorites. That's where you'll find my tools, devices, and tests and other items that I've pre-vetted and have used for the most part for years. So every time I get a question from a client or prospective client and they're saying, what's the best food for this, that, the other thing, this skin condition? This is why I don't do episodes or articles or anything on eat these foods for clear skin. Because each and every one of you listening has different DNA blueprint from me and the person next to you. So what we do now is we test instead of guess. We test for the foods that are going to be best supportive for our bodies instead of guessing, instead of food elimination diet. Who has time for that? Spend $140, get the test kit delivered to your door, go to the bathroom, take a scoop of your stool, put it in a bottle, mix, shake it up, send it off for analysis. What you're going to get is a very easy to follow readout on your phone or laptop of your superfoods, your minimized foods, and your avoid foods. This makes selecting your foods so incredibly easy, and it completely takes the guesswork out of it. It also will give you a readout on your gut scores. The first time I did the Viome test kit, I actually didn't have very good scores. In fact, I was below average. And then I later determined that the reason for that was parasites, which I have since cleared, which, you know, took a mere 7 months to do, which is also something I want you to do. And then when you're thinking about, okay, what foods, what pre-probiotics do I take? You can actually do precision supplements through Viome too, depending on what your gut scores were. So if you're wanting to make sure that you're getting the right type of strains of pre-probiotics, instead of guessing it, you can just have it made to order for you. It's like science fiction meets military meets space. It's just like, it's just the way to do it. It makes it so easy to do that so that you don't buy something. You're like, oh, I don't know if it's working or not. And then you just stop using it. This is literally made to order for you. I think it's brilliant. And I mean, this stuff is the future, right? It's just a matter of having an awareness and access to these things. So if you were to say, show up to your general practitioner and say, you know, what's the right food? You're basically going to hear the words, reduce your gluten, reduce your dairy, reduce your sugar, and reduce your alcohol. Those are excellent places to start. However, if you truly want to move the needle and reducing inflammation in general, yes, do all those things. However, get super laser focused on the types of fruits and veggies you're eating and the types of other types of meats that you're eating too. So say for example, on my gut scores, quinoa is touted as being a healthy grain. Nope, not for me. Kale is considered a healthy grain. No, not for me. And a few other things as well. One of the things I find interesting about meat is that beef and fish and some poultry show up as being the most bioavailable. And when it comes to collagen sources, you are literally getting them from animals. A vegan collagen does not exist. So I am a fan of consuming products that have, like, if you don't want to have meat, like some of my friends, they don't want to have meat. Okay, that's fine. They'll still have eggs, they'll still have fish, and they'll still have supplements that have some type of bone broth in it. And that's really important for the formation of collagen in the skin and healthy joints and cartilage. However, I have come across one vegan who is a beautiful, radiant, high vibe man. He's actually a fitness trainer and bodybuilder. He's the only person I've seen that looks amazing as a vegan. And again, what it comes down to is his specific DNA blueprint was likely very adjusted for that lifestyle. So long and short of it, I don't have any opinions really on the best diet for skin. I recommend testing instead of guessing. The next thing I want to talk about when it comes to clearing acne and clearing skin redness faster than ever is not only looking at the products you're using, the foods you're eating, it's also the emotional and mental aspects of yourself. Emotionally and mentally, How are you? I have something to share that is key to balancing your emotions. Listen up. Slow down. Take time to be with your own thoughts. Practice tapping, EFT. This is a great practice. You can just go online and find a protocol to walk you through it, but you basically tap different points on your body, top of the head, the forehead, the eyebrows, the sides of the eye, above the upper lip, on the chest and side of the rib cage, just under the armpit axilla area. And there are some really beautiful things that we can do to actually reset our nervous system and reset our body. These types of practices take time to perform. And I also love positive affirmations, such as Abraham Hicks' Law of Attraction videos. You can get those for free on YouTube. I actually really like listening to those sometimes because I can just turn it on and do other things like my makeup or be in the sauna and have these positive affirmations coming to me and being in my awareness. The other thing when it comes to being emotionally and mentally sound, which will have a downstream impact on your cortisol levels and balancing your hormones, it may seem a bit wishy-washy at first, but when your brain is relaxed, has good blood flow, your brain is essentially the master control center of the rest of your body. So turning down that noise on the higher brain is really important. This is what keeps you in survival, takes you out of the present moment, and promotes a sense of worry. Worrying about the future and the what ifs isn't actually helpful unless you are literally in survival mode being chased by a tiger. How many times have you gone to dinner or out for a cocktail with a girlfriend or out for a walk, coffee, whatever, and you just start venting about this that's happening in your life, that's happening in their lives, you know, future possibilities. It's like you kind of get in this loop and it's actually not helpful. It's actually energy draining. If you're doing this loop type of conversation, rehashing the past, worrying about the future, all this energy is escaping your mind, and it's a huge emotional drain as well. So what I would love to suggest is if you're noticing those types of conversations are happening with certain people in your life, be empathetic and listen. Maybe use things like, and just listen. However, don't reinforce that type of communication. And if you need to take a step back, give yourself some space, that's great. Some of the things that have really helped me to learn how to turn down the noise of the higher brain, which is the survival part of the brain, which is basically the part of the brain that's always looking for threats, is cold therapy. For years, I pushed myself with cold therapy to overcome pain from car crashes. I was afflicted with headaches, with neck pain, with rib pain for years. So this is actually why I started doing cold therapy. I didn't just do it because it was trending on social media, you know, with Wim Hof and all these guys jumping in ice tubs. I literally did it to reset my nervous system because I knew that something was off after the car crashes. So cold therapy is great. Basically, now I can get into a tub of cold water and I can literally regulate my nervous system within moments, within seconds, within 1 or 2 seconds. And that is a skill, so that when you are put into an uncomfortable situation, a situation of stress, you can just say, no, I am going to have a more calculated response and not react and not let my higher brain and autonomic nervous system run the show. You want to be a little bit more in that parasympathetic state, which is also a little bit more feminine, but it's more that rest and digest state. When the nervous system isn't regulated, that's when the speech will be really fast. That's when thoughts and emotions will be more scattered. You're going to be more likely to be in those energetic communication loops, which are not good. So cold therapy is wonderful. Meditation and prayer are all helpful skills to cultivate as practices to support you on your journey. Taking time to be quiet, put that phone down, right? Put that phone down and just tap in, tune in, turn on your own internal guidance systems. Listen to your own thoughts. And if your thoughts are scattered, you're doing that loop, just rein it in. Focus on the present moment. focus on what you are grateful for today and how you can show up as your most powerful, beautiful, and resilient version. Prayer is also key. In my observation of working with thousands of clients since 2011, I observed a couple of key traits in clients that were doing really well. These key traits included those from an age bracket of about 50 to 90, 60 to 90, and they were doing really well. They were very radiant humans without even having done skincare or rejuvenation with me. However, they felt that their insides felt really good and they wanted their outsides to match. So, you know, here I am. I'm here to serve that as well. And they were already doing these wonderful practices. And spirituality and prayer is a huge part of, in my observation, what makes up a grounded, centered, aligned, and a resilient individual. So these cold therapy, meditation, and prayer are all helpful skills to cultivate as practices to support you on your journey wherever you are. Be less reactive. Practice micro expressions with your face. And what I mean by micro expressions with the face is instead of having like huge dynamic expressions with your face, like for example, what I used to do when I worked with kids as a PEDS ICU nurse, I was doing a lot of sign language. I'd be very expressive with my face. However, that is not good for facial aging, as you've heard me talk about in a previous episode where I showed alternatives to facial yoga. Micro expressions actually carry more power than having really exuberant facial expressions. Great examples of these can be noted in actresses like Angelina Jolie, for example, and other actresses. Micro expressions are, you're having a conversation and the micro expressions will look like a little bit of an eyebrow raise, a little bit of a wink, you know, a smile. And in fact, when you work more with facial micro expressions, the expressions that you make will be perceived as more powerful, as opposed to always having very overtly expressive emotions on your face. So this is really interesting, by the way, too. Like, I've been studying this for a while now, especially getting ready for stages again and all that. The other thing I'd love to encourage you to do when we're talking about the mental and emotional aspects of reducing inflammation, this is all brain stuff here, is to avoid filling empty space in conversation when speaking with others. And I know that sometimes, I know I did this in the past too, if there was an empty space, I would, you know, say something to try and be entertaining and all that. However, avoid filling the empty space in conversation with others when speaking with others. And make sure that the conversations you're having are balanced. So it's not 90% you talking, 10% the other person talking. People aren't going to want to hang out with you if you're the only one talking about yourself all day long. I mean, that should be pretty obvious. Acting in this way shows actually more composure, confidence, and the ability that you are wanting to be present and listening. Gather your thoughts and express things coherently. Counseling and therapy can also be helpful with the right practitioner. We've had Leslie Miranda, LMFT, on the show many times. She's like the resident counselor here on the Rachel Barker podcast. And someone like her would be great for helping you walk through things and talk through things in a safe place. You may already have someone that you trust working with. And the funny thing is that the body keeps score. We actually know this when it comes to cellular health with mitochondrial health, is that the body on a cellular energetic level remembers trauma. So that's why working through things is so imperative if you want clear skin, if you want clear, you want to reduce acne, you want to reduce skin redness and inflammation and just pain overall in your body. All of these things are really key for you to do. So take the time for this, as the mind is the master control center of your hormones and body as a whole. Be ultra aware of who you allow into your life. There's nothing wrong with walking away from people or conversations that drain you or don't serve you, promote drama, or who aren't in alignment with the highest. Your body and energy are sacred, and making decisions about the people, places, and things in your life can be difficult. However, you will be looking out for you, which is the best thing you can do, and that allows you to serve others in a higher capacity as a caring and empathetic individual who is doing the work themselves. Trust me, this translates in your interactions with others. When they see that you are well put together, you aren't behaving erratically in conversations, you know, with crazy gestures with your hands, showing signs of insecurity and nervousness with fidgeting with your face and hair, you're going to be a more trustworthy looking individual. And I really go into the depths of these types of practices in the schoolofradiance.com. This is this next piece of the presence of being in a resilient, beautiful state with composure, with etiquette, with speech, with how you stand, with how you sit, with how you engage and interact with others, and also grooming. So that's really what the School of Radiance is all about. It's the deeper stuff. The one-on-one consult is your customized skin guidance, the plan. Skin Camp is where I host my weekly tutorials, which start and end with each seasonal equinox. And the School of Radiance is really putting it all together. The School of Radiance is really for leaders who are wanting to show up as their most composed, beautiful, most well-respected version of themselves. The other thing I want to talk about in regards to clearing acne, clearing redness, clearing sensitive skin is clearing your toxins. Clearing toxins in your life is the next step and is integral to support a clear mind, reducing brain fog, and giving your body the best chance possible to thrive and function optimally and powerfully. You've heard me mention many, many, many times the importance of clarifying and purifying your air, water, lighting, electromagnetics, and performing regular detoxing. These are essential to be practicing daily, and I remind you here on the show in almost every episode as it is that important. Again, my favorites page at rachelvarga.ca is where you will find my favorite air purifiers, water purifying systems, lighting options, red light therapy, for example, EMF reduction strategies like EMF reduction clothing. I literally wear EMF protective clothing all day, every day. I sleep in this stuff. That's how seriously I take it. And I was actually looking at my sleep scores last night, and I had an 8 sleep where I was before and another 8 sleep where I am now. And I've gone through a huge transition in my life. And you would think that during a huge transition, your sleep would tank. In fact, my sleep is better than ever on average compared to this entire last year. So go figure. You make huge changes in your life. You're going through huge transformational shifts, stepping into the power. However, with change comes discomfort. And I'm just really proud to see that my sleep scores are incredible. In fact, better than ever. And I actually had 100% sleep score on my 8 sleep the other night. I was like, wow, okay, clearly all these things that I talk about here on the show that I live, eat, and breathe, and all of that are really making a difference. You really can go through some of the most challenging times in your entire life and not have it wear on your face. I'm telling you, there is a way to not have life transitions or passing of loved ones or all of that wear on your face. And I always would see this with clients. They would come to see me for rejuvenation. They'd just gone through passing of a loved one, or, you know, left a relationship, or they're starting a new relationship, or left a job, or starting a new job. All these points of transition can be an added stressor to the body. However, when you have all of these things in place, you experience a stress, which simply put, realistically, is a part of life. You're going to go through things. Look at them as not being roadblocks, but rather obstacles. And your body, when you take such good care of it, 90 to 99% of the time kind of thing, you experience a huge obstacle, and it doesn't matter. It doesn't even phase your body because you have these body, mind, spirit, energy practices that allow you to cruise through. Cruise right on over that obstacle and have it not wear on your face. You're not gonna, you know, age overnight. You're not gonna lose your hair. Your nails aren't gonna start breaking. Your hormones aren't gonna be out of whack. Trust me, it is possible. And I'm even noticing this in my cycles that I'm not having, you know, PMS symptoms and all that stuff. So just notice if you are in those reproductive years, if your cycles are a little bit off, if you're having big time cramps, you know, mood swings, all that stuff, that is a sign that there's some work to be done behind the scenes to help you be more regulated, help you be more balanced, all right? So you might see a picture of me and think, oh, you know, this woman, her life's easy, she's got to put together all this stuff. I mean, I'll be the first to tell you that, yes, I do have my life together and I do take very good care of myself. Is it easy? Sure, because it's the way I look at it, right? My life is full of grace and ease. However, when obstacles rise, I have the tools in my toolkit to navigate them so that my health doesn't suffer. We don't want to be going down the rabbit hole of eating the wrong foods, of slacking off on your skincare and exercise and self-care practices, your meditation practices, your prayer, and going to things with, you know, more drugs and alcohol. Don't do that. Stay on track and continue to look after yourself, because you will come out on the other side more powerful than ever. I'm going to write a book. I'm not even kidding you. I'm going to write a book on the last 3 months of my life, just what I have actually navigated through with a clear and level head. It's like I look back on it and I'm like, holy ish, how did I do that? One foot in front of the other kind of situation was the feeling I was in many times during these transitions. And I just had the right self-care practices to lean into. And so it's legitimately not wearing on my face. And I'm very happy to see that. So a case study here that you can navigate huge life transitions and actually come out even looking even better on the other side. I mean, there's probably some of you people listening here be like, yeah, oh my gosh, I would love that to, you know, come out feeling and looking better than ever, like this new version of you, which, you know, I am now. So I'm here to remind you in the show, literally in almost every episode, that these things, air, water, lighting, EMF reduction, and detoxing, are super important. Don't downplay it. Don't just look for that magical, you know, skin care program or rejuvenation package or supplement for acne and sensitive skin rosacea, or this gadget. It's not gonna be one thing. It's gonna be, of course, a dialed in customized skincare routine, maybe some in-clinic lasers to clear up scarring and redness. There's some incredible lasers on the market that do this, and I can actually help you figure out where to go and what to ask for based on some things, but I'm not gonna make general recommendations for brands on the show because that's not appropriate to do so, as this is educational information only. It's not medical advice. If you think you have a medical condition, you must seek the guidance of a licensed physician. So I hope that you found this episode interesting, engaging, and insightful and inspiring to help you learn how to clear acne and skin redness faster than ever. Trust me when I say, when I get a skin breakout, which is usually going to be around that time of the month, it literally goes away, including the redness, within about 2 or 3 days. Having the right skincare products, cleanser, moisturizer, sunscreen, scrub. When you have breakouts pop up, really lean into exfoliating, especially those areas, a little bit more, say with the micro polish scrub or the complexion renewal pads, or maybe even sleep in the AFA gel peel once or twice a week, or do the revival mask, for example. Those could be great things to do as kind of like at-home stuff to clear that stuff quickly. And also make sure taking things like the dermal formula on the e-store and all of that, keeping up with your antioxidants and omegas, avoiding the general food triggers like gluten, dairy, alcohol, and a few other things that are absolutely known, lots of sugar too, right? That are definitely known to be skin inflammatory inducing and just overall body inflammation inducing. But get hyper-focused with the foods that you eat through the Viome test. You can find the link and the promo code on my favorites page. And I'm really proud of you for taking the time to be here on the show with me and listening to this episode. I know that you are going to do at least one thing, even if it's just one thing today that I talked about. You know, do it, give yourself a pat on the back, send me an email what you liked about this show. info@rachelvarga.ca is the best way to reach me. And if you haven't yet, book your one-on-one skin consultation with me at rachelvarga.ca. Use promo code podcast15 as a thanks for listening here on the show. Join my next skin camp. Tomorrow is the last day for early bird pricing for my next skin camp. So go to rachelvarga.ca for my currently running skin camp. Join the fun. That's where I do my facial gua sha, my dermal rolling, my at-home peel, my makeup application, hair tutorials. All those tutorials are found in my skin camps. And don't forget, if you are a fellow human on a mission here to do good things in the world and want to come across as your most confident, resilient, radiant, luminous, beautiful version, hang out with me over at theschoolofradiance.com. If you'd like to download a free guide that I have something free for you, go to Rachel Varga, aside from this whole episode on the show and the whole podcast, head on over to rachelvarga.ca/slowaging, and you can right away download my 9 keys to slowing aging. That's going to include 4 skincare tips and 5 biohacking tips to help you slow your cellular aging from the inside out. Have a beautiful, glorious rest of the day. I'm super proud of you for hanging out with me right here on the Rachel Varga podcast. Be sure to subscribe, like, share this episode. And if you have any questions from today's show or would like to follow up with me, send me an email, info@rachelvarga.ca. I am opening it up for 30-minute follow-up sessions for my current clients. So if you would like access to that 30-minute follow-up link as well as a special promo code, be sure to send me an email right now, info@rachelvarga.ca. Love you so much, and I'll see you guys next time right here on the Rachel Varga podcast.